hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Canterfield in Clay County is now open. This senior living community provides elegant retirement living at its best. Everything at Canterfield is first class, from their luxurious independent villas to their assisted living and memory care apartment homes. Canterfield of Clay County residents are sure to spend carefree, activity-filled days in a pristine environment. Canterfield of Clay County truly is a place you'll be happy to call home. To schedule a personal tour, call 203-6100. That's 203-6100.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
On 95 North at Phillips Highway, look out for an accident. And on 295 South on the Dings Point Bridge, another crash is on the right. Partly cloudy with only a slight chance of rain today. Our high will be 93. Rain this evening with thunderstorms. Overnight, the low, 76.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who have been listening to the show from either yesterday to like 7 years ago, or 7 years ago to yesterday, I am so grateful. Welcome back. And if you have just stumbled upon the show, just know I have been waiting for you. For those of you who are stumbling upon the show for the first time, let me tell you what this show is about. It's about figuring out finding a safe place you can go to when you need a friend. As for me, it is my commitment to provide alternative voice to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dream. And so today we are going to talk about something that I never, ever, ever thought I would talk about on the show. I learned about this about 3 years ago, but what do you get when you put together these letters? M-T-H-F-R. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're all thinking. M-T-H-F-R. No, it's not an acronym for texting to describe an emotion. This is an actual issue that's in our bodies. It's called the M-T-H-F-R gene mutation, whatever it is. But as you know, I love Ellen Jacobs. And for those of you who have You may have heard her or you haven't heard her. I am so committed to making things so easy for us to understand that, you know, sometimes we can get a little complicated figuring out the details at a higher level. But right now, all we need to understand is a little bit more so that we can make an informed choice of what we want for our lives. So Ellen Jacob is a cancer coach. She is a two-time breast cancer survivor who refused to heal her body in the conventional way. She has figured out a formula for herself, and she is an MD, which is a medical detective. So she does not have an MD, medical degree, but she is a medical detective that helps people figure out why they have cancer, what they can do different. I know that I've had the opportunity and pleasure of seeking her wisdom, and I am just thrilled that she has joined the show today. So let me just share with you this mutation, this MTHFR. I did a show and I learned about this about 3 years ago, And I want to share my journey. But first, I want to introduce you to Ellen Jacobs, because she's going to help us understand MTHFR. And since it is our sole privilege in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful to Ellen that she's here to do just that. Welcome, Ellen, to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you, Lily. Thanks so much for having me again. It's great to see you, and great to see, well, to hear all of you, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, Ellen. So about 3 years ago, I heard about this MTHFR mutation. And at the same time, you're doing some incredible work with understanding people who have cancer, but you stumbled upon this MTHFR. Share a little bit about your background and what led you to discover this. Well, you didn't discover it, but learn more about this MTHFR gene mutation.
Right. So I had some genetic testing done. Actually, I had had this test done years prior to, before I even knew what it was, and nobody ever told me. Nobody ever said anything. And then I had the recurrence. My new doctor, he's actually a friend of mine, and he said, are you a mutant? Do you have MTHFR? And I said, no, I'm sure my doctor would have told me, because, you know, at the time I hadn't done that kind of research. And I said, he told me about everything. He always told me every test. And sure enough, I went home and I looked it up in all of my old records from, you know, 7, 8 years ago, and said, you know what? I did have this. And I guess he didn't want to scare people, so he just made the recommendations without actually labeling it for you, so you would get nervous. Mm-hmm. It was like that with everything. So anyway, I started to say, okay, so what does this MTHFR mean to me? Play in our sickness or our health. Mm-hmm. As I started to look this up, I said, wow, this MTHFR is a real doozy. And maybe this is really part of my problem. So what does MTHFR do? So that gene is responsible for making the MTHFR enzyme, which does a lot of really important things. One of those is protecting our DNA and our RNA. If the DNA is not protected, it's more susceptible to damage from viruses, bacteria, heavy metals, solvents, all kinds of environmental toxins, which, if over the long run, the result can be something like cancer. It also switches genes on and off. So perhaps it's switching the wrong genes off and the wrong genes on, you know?
So we have to know, we get to learn a little bit more about the MTHFR gene and how we can control that destiny as opposed to the gene controlling us, right?
That's right, because we can't change our genes, but we can change the way that they behave.
Okay, and we're going to continue our conversation with Ellen Jacobs when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
150 million. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow together. And today's teacher is Ellen Jacobs. She is quickly becoming a very favorite of mine. For those of you who have been given a cancer diagnosis, or someone who wants to know how to prevent a cancer diagnosis, or if you know someone who has cancer and you just want to help them and you just need to learn a little new truth, Ellen Jacobs is a coach that helps people to figure out, and like I said, a medical detective for people who need a coach, someone to guide you. I know that along the way, when someone hears the word cancer, they don't hear anything else other than chemo, radiation, surgery. And it's nice to have a friend to go to that understands the ins and out of cancer, that has nothing to profit other than to coach you and guide you in what works best for your body. So Ellen, thank you so much for your passion and your mission to help so many as you do.
Thank you so much, Lily. That was really lovely. Thank you very much.
Well, okay, so here we go. Oh, and I need to add that this didn't come just because it just, you know, she was, it's her career. She is a cancer survivor as well, so, or a thriver. And so with that in mind, let's talk about the MTHR mutation. And you talk about, he asked if you were a mutant. We're not talking about Ninja Turtles here, are we?
No, it's just what we actually call ourselves, that we're mutants. It's just, it's easier than saying the whole thing. And MTHFR is confusing. Like, you can have one copy of it, you can have two copies. They call it hetero and homo, but just think of it. If you get one copy from your mom and one copy from your dad, you're going to have two copies of that gene mutation. And if you just have one copy, you're probably fine. You probably won't suffer any worse for the wear. But if you have two copies, it can be very troublesome, or it could be really awful for you, depending on how your body reacts to these different things. And that can be tolerance to B12 and have a lot to do with many other things. But first, let's get a better understanding of what this mutation does. Besides, you know, protecting the DNA, and it also regulates our metabolism of folate. So people often, I say to them, are you, you know, have you had your B12 and your folate tested? Oh yeah, my numbers are huge. It's great. I'm not deficient. I said, but you are, you see, because you're not using your B12, your folate. Because if this gene is not working right, that means that you're not metabolizing these things properly. So it builds up in your blood. So on your labs, it looks like you've got excellent levels, but you're not using it. And high levels can be really bad. For example, when your folate, unmetabolized folate, builds up into your bloodstream, what ends up is your natural killer cells, those little munchers that are supposed to kill, you know, cancer cells, their cytotoxicity is impaired. And you need that because it's supposed to break down your heavy metals and toxins. And what happens is this impairment ends up increasing your risk of cancer, because normally those natural killer cells inhibit tumor growth. All these processes aren't happening. So we don't want folate just building up in our body. So when people are told to take things like folic acid, if you are a mutant, or even if they're not, you should never take it because it's very toxic.
Yes.
If you are and you consume this, that's just going to build up in your blood, and it's going to prevent you from using the folate you get out of your spinach, or if you actually take a methylated folate supplement. So you don't want that. So that's one thing. It also is responsible for breaking down homocysteine, which is a marker of best indications of your longevity in general. It's a great marker of whether you're going to live a long time. And so that's another thing that it does. So if you see you have a high homocysteine on your labs results, and if you don't see that on there, you ought to request it, because that's another indication that things are not quite right and that you may have this mutation. And the other thing that will indicate that you have, we're going to go through the whole list probably later, but is if you see a high MCV, which is your mean corpuscle value. So every single doctor will order a CBC. And if you see a very high MCV on that, then you might want to get checked, have your B12 checked, and again, your homocysteine, and maybe be checked for the
Okay, so you're talking about folic as opposed to folate, and folic acid, right? We don't process folic acid.
That's correct. And folic acid is a synthetic form of folate. So look at your vitamins, it should say folate or methylfolate. It should never, ever, ever say folic acid. And by the way, while we're talking about this again, if you have this mutation, you should never eat bread. You should never eat pasta. And the reason is the crackers, all of these things. See in the ingredients? Enriched with folic acid.
Yeah.
So we really need to avoid those, not just because it's gluten, but because it's enriched. Now, if you're going to your local bakery and you absolutely positively know that it doesn't have folic acid, still the gluten is not really so good for anybody with this mutation or anybody with autoimmune or cancer. So if we can get ourselves away from that, it would be really helpful.
So this mutation can also interact with people getting cancer. You were saying because we're not processing our folate, which is our greens, right?
Right.
The natural form of vitamin B. Because we don't process it well, it stays in our system, and our system cannot process it, and it becomes toxic in our body. So go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
That's true. So it is. So it's reducing your natural killer cell activity. It's also just a toxic substance. And it also, this mutation is inhibiting our glutathione, which is our master antioxidant. So without that, that means all environmental and emotional toxins are going to affect us more than the other type of person, which again increases your risk for cancer and many other things. So it's not just one thing, but it also, when you have the mutation, you produce less methion, and that metabolizes and clears out your estrogen, which means if that's impaired, then your risk for breast cancer goes up. So there's so many things that are involved. It's not just one little pathway to cancer or an autoimmune disorder.
Yes. And so just recently I had my DNA checked, and I sent it to Ellen, and Ellen said, you have the MTHFR gene mutation. And so I said, but wait a minute. What does this all mean? I've heard about it before. I did a show on it a long time ago. I went to get checked and I was told I did not have it. And Ellen said, well, you have the sign. So let's talk about the signs and the blood work that I went back 3 years with the doctor that I went to. And I had high B12, which was off the high level. It was greater than the highest level. Then I had a high MCV, although it wasn't higher than high. It was in the high range. And then I had a low creatine. Is that how you say it? Creatine?
Mm-hmm.
I had a low creatine level. Creatinine?
Well, you can say it either way.
Tomato. Okay.
Exactly.
So with that in mind, that was what confirmed it with Ellen, where I went back 3 years and I had the exact symptom. And I am a huge greens girl, and I have green smoothies every day, and I eat as much whole food plant-based. And for me, that was not processing properly, right? Because of this MTHFR mutation, if I understand this correctly, Ellen.
Yeah, that's right. And there's other symptoms too. I mean, if you have an autoimmune disorder, if you have Alzheimer's, diabetes, high blood pressure, brain fog, chronic fatigue, unexplained neuropathy, that tingling in the fingers and the toes, or foot goes numb.
Yes.
Addictive behaviors such as alcohol consumption or drugs or things. So there's a lot of things, a lot of symptoms that one can have. And certainly cancer is one of them. If you have cancer, you want to find out why. And again, finding out about your mutation, you can't change it, but you can, again, like we said, change the way it behaves. And there was one more thing that I wanted to comment, which is very important on the on what this enzyme, this gene does for you. Mm-hmm. Your homocysteine, remember we talked about that, is converted into SAMe. And SAMe really supports like some 200 critical reactions. One of them is protecting your cell membranes. And if your cell membranes become damaged or weak, the cells become fragile and harmful things can enter the cell. And if they're also unable to carry in essential nutrients, so that's a problem. Over time, this cell damage can lead to many conditions, including things like multiple sclerosis. So we really have to, again, it's not just cancer. This whole SAMe conversion has to do with immune dysfunction and higher risk of depression and liver damage and all kinds of things. So it's not just cancer. And it's not just a pain in the neck. We really need to feed our body properly, mentally and physically, to counteract the effect of these genes, this mutation.
Absolutely. And so this is where I say we need to take control of our health. It is so important. I went to a medical doctor to have this checked because these are my symptoms, Ellen. And for those of you who are listening that can identify with this, I knew that I wasn't getting, although I now eat a whole food plant-based diet, I was exhausted a lot. I'm thinking, well, perhaps maybe it's the stress of the show, maybe it's this, maybe it's that, and made excuses for it. But here's the deal. I was vitamin B deficient. And people that are functional medicine or people that understand functional, integrative, holistic, homeopathic medicine, most understand that I had the symptoms of someone who is not. But whenever I took vitamin B, I couldn't sleep. I get anxious. There were certain things that wasn't right. So let's talk about that, Ellen, and some of the symptoms that I was experiencing that was causing me not to want to take vitamin B because I knew it was not letting me sleep at night.
Right. But that's because you were taking the wrong kind. So it doesn't mean you can't take B12. It just means you have to take the methylated form. And there's several different kinds of methylated forms. So sometimes one person does well on one and you know, others do with something else. And you have to go slow. Like you also need B6. But if I tell you to go take activated B6 and take 50 milligrams, you might go crazy. I mean, you like feel terrible, awful.
Yes.
So start very slow to make sure that you tolerate it, but you need it. So we have to take this very slowly and make sure that, you know, you don't start any other new supplements at the same time so that you know exactly if that particular thing is making you feel better or is it making you feel worse. Does neuropathy get worse? Does the insomnia get worse? Then you say, okay, maybe not that kind. Let me try another. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an easy path, but you can get there and it doesn't take that long.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think I shared this with you, Ellen, but I have been diagnosed with benign arrhythmia. So once in a while, I get my heart flutters. My heart, you know, skips. I don't know if it skips a beat or it goes out of sync. I don't know what it is, but there have been times where my heart just, and sometimes I say, okay, maybe it's stress, maybe it's this, maybe I need to just calm down, whatever it is. But my heart does send me that message. Since I started taking the correct vitamin B for me, I have not had one flutter in my heart. Amazing.
It is amazing. But, you know, our body has a really good way of telling us what it needs. Like you said originally about why I try to get to the reasons why someone has cancer. Because cancer is not a disease. It's your body telling you, okay, you better find out what I need. Here's what I need. Mm-hmm. And when you find the right combination, you've given your body the nutrients that it needs for whatever problem, just in general nutrient deficiency or from any given mutation, your body is saying, help, I need help.
Okay. And health is what we're talking about here. For those of you who are identifying, 40% have this mutation. So we're going to continue our conversation off the air and on the air at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
FM 100.3, W262 AG Jacksonville, AM 1600, WZNZ Atlantic Beach Jacksonville. Talk 100.3 FM.
Beijing is vowing to retaliate after the Trump administration announced tariffs on $200 billion more in Chinese imports starting next week. President Trump ordering some FISA court documents and all texts relating to the Russia probe to be declassified. North Carolina rivers continue to rise in the aftermath of Florence's torrential rains, a storm now blamed for at least 32 deaths across three states. Russia is blaming Israel for the downing of a Russian reconnaissance plane by a Syrian missile. All 15 people on board the aircraft were killed. Dow futures are up 50 points, NASDAQ futures 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South on the Dings Point Bridge. Look out for a crash on the right. On Butler Boulevard East at Gate Parkway, a car's broken down and now the driver can't be found. And at 95 North at Bay Meadows, there's a broken down car causing backup. Partly cloudy with only a slight chance of rain today. Our high will be 93. Rain this evening with thunderstorms. Overnight, the low, 76.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
There's always something new at Crayola Experience at the Florida Mall. Watch your paper creation rock in the spotlight, plus 25 exciting hands-on family attractions. Create colorful melted wax spin art, name and wrap your own crayon, and turn your coloring page into a magical 4D adventure. It's a whole new experience every time. Discover the magic of color at Crayola Experience.
Get your discount tickets today at CrayolaExperience.com.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
When your body's not using protein properly.
Here we go. Are we on? Brian. Yes. Okay. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where the conversations off the air are just as powerful as on the air. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com and listen to this YouTube video, because we don't have Ellen the whole entire time, but she has an appointment that she needs to go to. We're just very fortunate to have her during this time. And so this is where we come to, where we want to, the show is where we can become our own advocate. If you are interested in becoming your own advocate and having all the shows sent to you, whether it's on YouTube or at whenyouneedafriend.com for the show, go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. I don't want to go into a lot of details. You know that how to get to, if you don't have time to subscribe, send me a text with your email address. I'll subscribe you. I will subscribe you for you, but you still have to confirm the subscription. So go to whenyouneedafriend.com and let's start taking our health back. Now, while you're there, click all the buttons, like me on social media, do everything that you need to do. But one of the most important key aspects is to go to my sponsorships, my sponsors page. Without my sponsors, this show would not happen. We wouldn't be learning this new truth that we bring in day after day. So go to my sponsors, check out who is supporting the show, and support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. So today we're talking about the MTHFR gene mutation. Sounds really, really scary, but it's something that we can control ourselves. 40% of the population has this mutation, and it's, we don't process certain things a certain way. And if we learn how our body works, you will avoid all sorts of diagnosis. That is what gets us in the trouble, because when we hear we've had a diagnosis, all of a sudden, oh, now we can take a pill. The reality is we can turn this around, right, Ellen? I'm so grateful to Ellen Jacobs, and pretty soon we'll have Del Bellis of Liberty HealthShare join us. But Ellen, just give us a little bit about what I just said, that we can control our genes and how they respond.
That's right, because if we know we have these problems, it's not the end of the world. We just need to make some changes. We can take things like NAC, a short abbreviation for a very long word, TMG, same things, methyl Bs, very important, B6, B2, all of these things help the transfer of homocysteine into the pathways that we need, like to glutathione and SAMe that we spoke about earlier. These are very important things, and they can help with that. We want to take curcumin. We want to take zinc, very, very important, zinc. And we want to eat all of our green leafy vegetables, and we want to, avoid all toxins that we possibly can. I mean, we can't avoid everything, but there's many things that are in our, our abilities. Eat always organic. If you're going to eat meats, make sure that it's grass-fed and not pumped up with all kinds of garbage. Make sure you sweat. Go to a sauna. Exercise, not to excess, but enough that you're sweating to sweat out those toxins. You can do dry skin brushing. You can do Epsom salt baths, anything to really help the toxins get out and to help the pathways move more smoothly in our body.
Okay, so whether it's folic acid or folate, folic is the synthetic version of vitamin B. Folate is the natural version of vitamin B that you get in your vegetables, in your fruits, and all the Bs, okay? So we, people who have the MTHFR, which 40% of the population have this mutation, cannot process our Bs, and it causes lots of sensitivities. Am I getting that correctly?
You're absolutely right. And again, we talked about the symptoms, things that... So you're going to look for symptoms that you have a B12 deficiency. You're going to look for symptoms that you may have the...
And real quick, go over those symptoms again for people that are just tuning in.
So if you're talking about a B12 deficiency, you could have, again, a high lab value of B12.
Which I do.
A high MCV. You could have anemia. dry cracks, you know, those cracks around the mouth. I never understood what that was when I was a kid. Never knew why I got them, but I did all the time. Yeah. Numbness in your hands and feet, depression, moodiness, tremors, blurred vision, frequent breathing. I'm laughing at myself because I can't. I've got such blurry vision right now that I can't see it. But if you're trying to figure out if you have the mutation, you again could have heart palpitations. You could have rash or acne. You could have insomnia, sore muscles, headaches, migraines, chronic fatigue.
And the list is endless. I mean, you could get even a diagnosis of Lou Gehrig's disease. I mean, there's so many different things that when we have this mutation off kilter, what they do is they give you a diagnosis because they don't look or check this. I've had this. I went back 3 years and I had the high B12, the high MCV, the low creatine, which is a clear indication that you have this. What are some of the blood work that we should have in order to just see as a medical detective to see if this is something that we possibly have ourselves?
Well, certainly get a B12 test and folate. Mm-hmm. Check your CBC, which is your complete blood count, for your MCV.
Okay.
Homocysteine. There's also another test called the MMA that is sometimes a better indication if you have the mutation. I can't think of the long name, but if just ask for the MMA test, an anemia test, and it will help you to understand or better clarify your B12.
Very good. Very good. So this is just tipping our toe in the river, basically. We are going to do more shows on MTHFR. Ellen needing to leave because she has an appointment that she needs to go to, but we'll be bringing Del Billis in a little bit. But if before you go, Ellen, and I'm so grateful that you caught something that was missed by so many professionals. So with that in mind, is there anything that you would like to share with us to empower us to learn this new truth?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to ask questions and bring up these topics with your doctor, because your doctor's not going to ask you, by the way, are you an MTHFR mutant? They're not going to ask any of the questions.
They don't even know about it.
Right. You have to go in there. And when they look at you like they're crazy, like you're crazy, or they're saying, oh God, now she's going to ask me something I don't know anything about. You may not have advice, but if you could just please test me for these things. I've done some homework and I want to make sure about this.
And I did that, but still my doctor said I didn't have it 3 years ago. So here's the thing. If you are a very sensitive person, and I'm not just talking about getting your feelings hurt, I'm talking about if you react to fumes, if you react to certain, you know, vitamin, like with me, I couldn't take vitamin B because I couldn't sleep once I started taking them. And so I was extremely B deficient. Heart palpitations have gone away. So if this is sounding like you, do a little bit more work. Go to ellenjacobs.com. She has written a wonderful document called MTHFR Mutation, What You Need to Know About It. And Ellen, I'm so grateful to you for bringing this information. And I hope that this will help. This will be the start of more conversations about this topic.
Absolutely. And I want to leave one last thing with you. If you are offended by something, in other words, like Lily said, if perfume bothers you, anything that's it means it, your body doesn't need it. So if you're overly sensitive to cigarette smoke, it's your body trying to say, get away from that person. You need to be out of that situation. That's not good for me. So your body is the MD too. It is a medical detective.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our body speaks to us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ellen.
Have the best day ever, but stay on for the rest of the show.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye, everybody.
And Dale, thank you. What do you think about this? Del Billis of Liberty HealthShare. Now, before I bring Del Billis on, Del Billis is the founder and chairman of Liberty HealthShare, but I've got a new name because with Liberty HealthShare, I've been able to dissect and find out what is going on in my body. And I was told that someone else told me that they had HealthShare insurance. They said they had Liberty HealthShare insurance. And I said, no, they're not insurance. They're assurance. You guys, Liberty HealthShare, assurance that we are going to be healthy, that we want to focus on health. Thank you, Del Billis, for your vision and for being a sponsor of the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
It is a pleasure for me to be with you, Lillian. And I'm so grateful for this topic because it really does introduce us to the reality. We live in a very toxic world.
Yes.
And our environment is filled with toxins. And we need to be alert and knowledgeable and diminish as much of that impact on us as we possibly can. And I'm grateful to Ellen, her research and her work. That's spectacular.
Yes. And you know what? Ellen is not the expert. She says, I am not coming on as an expert. I'm just sharing what I know. So this is something that there are people that are so well-versed in this that have studied this, have researched this. I'm just grateful that she is way beyond what I even knew. And she was able to spot it in my blood work that I needed to look deeper. And then I went back to my DNA and my DNA confirmed that I had the MTHFR. And it's been with me all along. All I need to do is shift certain things, Dale. Can you imagine if we all got tested for this, found out that we have this mutation, how much the health costs would go down? Because now we wouldn't have all these diagnoses of the side effects of the MTHFR. Isn't that crazy?
It just builds awareness, focus, and behavior as a result. And that's nothing but a good thing.
And we're going to continue our conversation with Del Billis of Liberty HealthShare when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
When you
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Off of metformin because I just couldn't handle it anymore.
Yeah. Boy, that's excellent information, Lillian. Share that story frequently.
Well, only for the people. We are live.
All right.
No, I cannot hear the music. So I'm talking to Del Billis of Liberty HealthShare. For those of you who want to learn more about Liberty HealthShare, go to libertyhealthshare.org. This is where I practice my freedom. In many ways, I practice my freedom in many ways, but what I have is a freedom of choice, and I choose to step away from insurance and go towards the assurance that I will choose what's right for me. Liberty HealthShare, you can find it at libertyhealthshare.org, and 855-58-LIBERTY, that's 855-58-LIBERTY. Del Billis, I am so excited every time I see you on the show, and my listening friend gets to learn a little bit more about Liberty HealthShare. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Lillian. And this conversation this morning just renews for me once again.
Yes.
The focus, the attention of Liberty HealthShare, really believing together as a community, our bodies are temples.
Yes.
And therefore, we have a moral and spiritual obligation to care for this house that God's created and given to us. And so when we talk about our health and our health consciousness and awareness, it arises from that shared value and belief that we have these bodies created by God, and we have the obligation to care for them. And further, the right to do so.
Yes.
From our creator God is not given to us by man, and we have the right to manage, direct, and control the care of our health because that right really is ours by creation. And that really is the basis for our shared beliefs as a community, caring for one another, supporting one another during this journey together, paying each other's medical bills, all arises from that central shared value system that says healthcare is something that we must exercise as a part of our liberty as an individual.
Yes. And so for those of you who have for first time listening about Liberty HealthShare, I just want to give you a little bit of tips. It's a little bit about Liberty HealthShare without going into too much detail. It's Affordable Care Act exempt. So it's Affordable Care Act exempt. It is 24-hour care up to $1 million per incident. This is where we can take back our health. I can choose if I want to go to a naturopath or chiropractor, or if I want to go to a regular conventional medicine. Liberty HealthShare supports me. I've been with Liberty HealthShare for the last over 2 years now, and I absolutely love. I went back. I went after you guys, Dale, because I thought I'm using this. I am a member, and I am so grateful to, instead of focusing on sick insurance, because that's what it does. It's expensive, and it only focuses on being sick. I love the fact, and just recently I've just dubbed you. I don't know if you like it or not, and maybe you can give me your opinion about it, but I have health assurance. I am focusing on my health. I am assuring that I can choose for my body what my body needs. So what do you think when you hear the word health assurance?
Well, it's the natural outgrowth, frankly, of these shared values I've just been talking about.
Yeah.
The right to make my own choices and decisions with my physician about my health. That's crucial.
Yes.
in today's world, to decide which doctor or hospital I go to. But we have no limiting networks. It's up to the individual member to make that selection and choice. It's a part of the freedom that God's given us. And so any willing hospital or doctor will do as a result. The option to select naturopathic means of treatment,
yeah,
as opposed to conventional or allopathic treatment. All of those are the outgrowth of the shared values I was talking about, Lillian,
yes,
that puts the care of our health in our hands. Now, Healthcare sharing is not for everybody.
Correct.
For the person who doesn't want to exert that kind of individual choice, control, and engagement, they simply want to be taken care of. They want someone to provide their oversight and make this isn't for them. This is about individual choices and freedom. And so reviewing those kinds of options, reviewing our shared beliefs, looking at those qualifications on our website is crucial because we're building a movement in both opposition to third-party pay systems, number one,
yes,
and in freedom from government-controlled healthcare.
So let's talk about what's the latest in this freedom that we are electing. What is the latest in healthcare that you need to bring us some awareness?
Well, number one, I honestly think of this particular issue as more of a lurking threat on the horizon that we just simply need to be aware of and respond to as individuals. And that's the push of late in the public circles of discussion for socialized medicine. It is a threat to our individual choices and freedom. It's doubling down on government-controlled, centralized, control of health and our health care. Not to speak of the fact that it's just incredibly expensive and unaffordable in our nation, but it so violates the most essential freedoms and choices that we have as individuals for the care of our health and our freedom. And so we just need to be alert to that discussion, participate as individuals in that freedom or in that free discussion, and express our viewpoints. And I'm particularly worried, frankly, that America may be very well won over to that idea or duped by it, when in reality it is a true intrusion upon our free choices in the care of our health.
Yes. And, you know, I don't know if it's ignorance of the past or ignorance of history or what it is, but if we don't know what socialized medicine looks like, it could be attractive. If we don't know what communism looks like, it could be attractive. And so what is it, do you believe, Dale, is causing this attraction to socialized medicine?
It's because Americans are a generous people, and they want individuals to be cared for and supported and enabled regarding their health care. And so it appears to be an attractive option as opposed to the history of healthcare in America. That's why, frankly, we are the leader in the world with the most beneficial, attractive, and powerful healthcare system on the globe. It's that kind of innovation and the empowerment of discovery and inquiry that brings that about, which would be that fuel would be shut down and shut off if it were a socialized system. The second point I'd make about that is, and you're correct, we as Americans don't know what socialized medicine looks like. And so we just need to look at other nations who have adopted that kind of system. And here's the harsh reality, not my words. The Red Cross has declared the health system in the UK, in Great Britain, a human rights violation. They've said that in 2017. And so we just need to look truly at what that looks like and conclude that's not us. That doesn't fit within our history or tradition as America, and we just need to promote choice and opportunity and freedom as opposed to centralized healthcare.
Well, we know that what's going to happen with socialism is the pharmaceutical industry will take over, and then the rest is history. We, you know, this MTHFR mutation that I've discovered, that I learned I have, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do anything about it. So I'm so grateful to you, Dale. I'm grateful to Liberty HealthShare. That's Liberty HealthShare. Go to libertyhealthshare.org to learn more. So thank you so much for coming on the show and always sharing your wisdom.
Well, thank you so much for the invitation, Lillian. God bless.
And to you, my listening friends, you learn a new truth. It's time to act upon it. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological,